It's Monday, March 30th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Check your watch. Cornelia leaves for the uptown show. And Carmine speaks to Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
What a nice way to open up this year episode of the show. Gary Olson, that's the band from Brooklyn, New York. The song is called Giovanna, Please, and that comes off a forthcoming self-titled debut album by Gary Olson. And if Gary Olson, maybe the name doesn't sound super familiar to you, but maybe the voice did, because that's Gary Olson, the lead singer of the Ladybug Transistor. Back in the day, haven't heard anything from Ladybug Transistor in quite a while, obviously, but I'm a super big fan. I've obviously played them on the show before a long time ago. And Gary Olson, he's rolling out something new, not as Ladybug Transistor, but just on his own. Got that self-titled Gary Olson album, and that was the first track from it that he's released very recently, and it's great, of course. Big fan of that music. Okay, other stuff I'm a big fan of. How about Isabel Campbell? You might remember her from Belle and Sebastian, but like early Belle and Sebastian. She hasn't been part of the band in a super long time, but she was part of the band early on, and she is super great. And she's released a new record. It's called There Is No Other, and we're going to hear two tracks from it right now. First, Ant Life, and then Hey World. Both excellent songs. A lot of the album is much sort of sleepier. These are the more upbeat numbers, and I think they're the best ones. So it's pretty good. So without further ado, Glasgow, Scotland's very own Isabel Campbell with Ant Life and Hey World right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Screaming in that shout. Hey world, I'm ready to find out. Hey world. sleep at night, no. Fall to my knees when I can't breathe. Jesus, don't go with the flow. Hey world, don't wanna be found out. Hey world, the one they talk about. Hey world, the one they laugh about. Hey world.
Oh, let's catch up. After Isabel Campbell back there, we heard a band from Auckland, New Zealand named Roy Irwin. I've played him on the show before, but he's got a new self-titled album, Roy Irwin, that's come out. We heard two tracks from it, two of my favorites, Warm and No Question, both very excellent songs, I think. And if you like those, representative of the whole album, so you want to check out the whole thing, it's good. Then after Roy Irwin, we heard Cold Beat from San Francisco, one of my favorites. I've played a song from this album before, Flat Earth. It was released as a single a while back, but now the whole album is out. Mother is the name of the album. The songs we heard, Double Sided Mirror and Crimes, both excellent. It was hard to choose what to put on from this album because I like the whole thing so very much. I hope you like those tracks, and if you did, you should definitely pick up the whole record because it is excellent. Speaking of excellent albums that it's hard to choose songs to play from, how about this next one? It's a band from Denver, Colorado. I've never played them on the show before. I hadn't heard of them until fairly recently. They're called Downtime, and they got a new record. It's called Hurts Being Alive, and I love it. I think it's just super fantastic. Kind of reminds me of North Highlands a bit, which I was thinking about North Highlands recently because my Facebook memories told me that 6 years ago, I went to their last show, which I was pretty shocked to hear. That was 6 years ago. I think of North Highlands as like a new band, and apparently they broke up 6 years ago. That's, time flies. That's the point. Being old sucks, kids. But it is interesting how long ago things can happen, and they still seem recent. Anyway, what was I talking about? Downtime. That's the band. Super great. I'm really digging this stuff. We're going to hear two tracks. First, Not a Complicated Person, then Despite. And Despite, I mean, it takes about a minute to really get to the chorus and whatnot, but I just really like the chorus a lot. So that's why I'm putting on Despite, even though as a song, I don't know if the whole thing is as good as some of the other songs, but I like the chorus so much that it seemed worth it. So I'm doing the whole song. So here we go. Not a Complicated Person, and then Despite, both by Downtime, both from this excellent Hurts Being Alive record. You're going to dig it, I think. So pick up the whole thing. Without further ado, though, right now, Downtime on The Sounds of My Head.
Each day you
look into the mirror. Is that a face that you like? It's unclear. Darkness fills the room.
I once said he was like a golem that had been conjured by every bad thing that had ever been said about America. It's like the physical manifestation of everyone's external judgments of just what the ugly American is like. But it is something like that. I mean, if you took professional wrestling and McDonald's French fries and the NRA and infomercials about bogus products that don't work, and you just mix them all together and you stick them in the back of a tacky white limousine and you drive it around Central Park 500 times, you open the door, out would step Donald Trump. He's the confection of all of that American crap. And for whatever reason, that apotheosis of all that is wrong with us, all that is just self-regarding and obtuse, that works for 40% of America at this moment in American history. So it's a kind of perverse power. He's got the whatever, you know, that, what was the, I don't really follow the Avengers movies, but the, what was that glove with all the stones that Josh Brolin was trying to get?
Yeah.
Thanos. Thanos. With his glove. I mean, he's got the stones of fucking hypocrisy and narcissism, and, you know, he's working on the banality of evil, and eventually he will have all the power in the universe when everything goes wrong.
Cinderella. Cinderella.
Always waiting on my back in the dark, yeah, that's the way you love.
All right, time to bring this episode in for a landing. We just heard two songs by Stockholm's very own Holy. He's got a new record. It's called Writer, and we heard The Writer, which is the closest thing to a title track from it you're going to get. And then You Shine On Me, and that one featured another band, Boys, also from here in Sweden. So there you go. Holy, really good. I've been playing some Holy songs periodically on the show just because he's been dripping and drabbing out little singles here and there. And some of those are, in fact, on this new record. But the record as a whole is quite good. So if you like that sound that Holy has, which I like a lot, then you'll probably like the whole record because it's pretty consistent and quite awesome. So yeah, Holy, very good. All right, finishing up this here episode of the show, Ryan Leitari. Is that how you say it, maybe? Leitari? I'm not sure. From New York. I've never played him on the show before, but I really dig this song. It's a song called String, and it's been released as a single, which is how I have it. I don't know if it's going to be on an album or something in the future, but for now, it's a single called String, and I think it's pretty good, and it seemed like a good song to finish up this here episode of the show. So without further ado, Ryan Leitari with String, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was El Millonario, Canción del Rey, and Tail Chaser, all by Gitkin. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always like hearing from you. You can also find links for Spotify where you can find playlists for the seasons of the show, and you can listen to all the songs I play on the show without having to listen to me talk. That sounds like a winner. Speaking of Spotify, they pulled my show. I used to be on Spotify, and they pulled it. I don't know, maybe that air episode set them off or something. But anyway, not in Spotify anymore, so sorry about that if you were a listener of the show on Spotify. Hopefully you found it again in some other place where podcasts can be found, because apparently this one can't be found in Spotify anymore. So there's that. Okay, talk to you next time on the next episode of the show.